One of my all-time favorite quotes is attributed to Martin Luther, and admittedly, it inspires me just as much as it convicts me. He once said, "I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer." Now, I'm no stranger of having a lot to do. On that, Martin and I can relate. But unlike him, I've never felt the need to spend 3 hours praying, especially on those days when my to-do list is a mile long. Truth be told, I actually tend to swing to the opposite end of the spectrum. Often prayer and other spiritual practices fall to the bottom of my list on those overscheduled days. Martin, it seems, relied on 3 hours of prayer to get through the day. I, on the other hand, rely on my trusty to-do list. I love my to-do list. I love creating it each week. I love color coding it and organizing it based on priority level and time needed. That might not really surprise you. But more than all of that, I really love checking things off my to-do list. In fact, sometimes I'll even write something down I've already done just so I can check it off. Yes, that's completely silly, and perhaps even a waste of that precious time. But there's something so comforting about seeing everything I've accomplished written on that scrap of paper. There's something soothing about having everything that still needs to get done written down in one place. It keeps my mind at ease knowing that all I have to do is look at my list, and I'll immediately be reminded of what I need to do. My list helps me feel in control, and it makes me feel like I'm getting things accomplished, and it brings me joy as I check off each item. Get lunches packed for the kids, check. Pick up the dry cleaning, check. Go grocery shopping and pay the bills, check. Finish income taxes. Well, we still have some time to get that done. Clean the bathroom, check. Being organized and seeing where my time is spent helps me feel in control. But as I read Colossians, I have to wonder if I've got it all wrong. What if the things on my to-do list really aren't all that important after all? What if checking all these things off and getting so much stuff done is not the point? While each of the things on my list are necessary, are they really the things I should be focusing my time and energy on? As I read these words from Colossians, I can't help but think that maybe my to-do list misses the mark. Could God be calling me and calling us to a different kind of list? What if God is calling us to put our focus on other tasks, spiritual tasks, tasks that just might require us to spend 3 hours in prayer? What if God is calling us to use our time and energy on a list that is much more attuned to God's kingdom than it is to ours? If we look again at this passage and these 5 short verses, we might see that God could be offering us an alternative, more spiritually focused to-do list. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, love, and patience. Well, I haven't finished that one yet. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Yeah, haven't finished that one either. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Well, finally, there's one we can check off. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Like my favorite quote, I look at this list and am equal parts inspired and convicted. And as I think about how to organize all this work, there's something that makes my type A list-loving heart shudder. I will never be able to complete all of these tasks or check them off my list. No matter how hard I work or how much time I focus and spend on these things, I will never be able to check everything off. But maybe that's the point. As people of faith, we are called to constantly practice these things, even though we know we will never finish them. We know we are mortal, and we know that we'll never complete the task of clothing ourselves with compassion, let alone kindness and humility and meekness and love and patience. We know that we'll never be able to fully and totally live into Christ's peace. We know that we will never be perfect at forgiving one another. But checking things off this list is not the point of this list. The purpose of this list is not to prove how much we've accomplished or feel good about all that we've done. Rather, this list calls us to remember what our priorities should be and invites us to continue practicing these things, working at them, striving to grow in these disciplines, and ultimately using them to bring glory to God. And if we're doing it right, not only will we fail to check everything off, our list will actually start expanding. As we continue to practice these spiritual disciplines and grow closer to Christ, and as we work alongside Him to bring peace and love and kindness and gratitude into our world, our eyes will start to be more in tune with God's kingdom, and we will start to be more aware of the places that are still in need of God's love. Friends, the list is long and there is much work to be done. But our world is broken and in pain and desperately needs to hear the good news that Christ offers. Our world will never tire of hearing about God's love and grace, and it will never be exhausted of hearing about the patience and forgiveness of our Creator. Like God's infinite love, my friends, our to-do list is never ending. So this Lent, may we accept Christ's invitation to take another look at our priorities. May we spend these next 40 days rearranging our to-do lists so that they are more aligned with God's kingdom. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Amen.